Despite the cost and inconvenience for the wearer, dental braces won't always bring happiness. I don't know what that means, because I had my eldest child, who seriously would have ended up looking like Freddie Mercury. But he got braces, and now he's got a beautiful straight set of teeth. I haven't asked him whether he's happier or not.
Freddie Mercury. Well, he might have been able to sing.
Dr. Esma Doramaja, Senior Lecturer in Orthodontics at the University of Adelaide, Specialist Orthodontist. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Tell me about what this study does or does not show.
Okay, so this was based in South Australia, and it's only the second type of study in the world looking at braces treatment earlier in life, what impact might it have in adulthood. So we had a look at children at the age of 13, followed them through for 17 years, and called them back. They filled out questionnaires, came into clinics at the age of 30, and what we found was that the psychosocial functioning, so how they are, if they're happy, optimistic, how they feel they belong within their social circle, how confident they are looking after their health. We had a look at factors such as socioeconomic background, dental behavior, and past orthodontic treatment, and we found that orthodontic treatment had no influence at all on how well they were later in life, and in fact,
how well they were mentally. Yeah.
So psychosocially can encompass that, but we looked at things like optimism, how well they look after themselves, if they can cope in difficult situations, and
It's very much like the studies they do of people who win the lottery that, you know, a year afterwards, it's made no difference whatsoever to their outlook on life.
Well, we followed them through for 17 years, so we had a look, because most people have orthodontic treatment as teenagers, as you've mentioned about your son as well. And some people feel that having treatment earlier in life will set them up for adulthood, and what we found was braces didn't do anything for them, and in fact the people who never had braces were much better off, and significantly they were much more optimistic than the ones who did have braces.
But the people who didn't have braces obviously didn't need them.
Not so, because we looked at the whole spectrum. So you had people who had and didn't have treatment who had mild crookedness, right through to the people who had really severe problems, such as sticking out really far ahead, or they were massively crooked. Some of them decided to have treatment, and some of them decided not to have treatment at all. So regardless of how bad their teeth were, the ones who didn't have treatment were actually much better off.
Good on you, Doctor. That's interesting, isn't it? But let us please point out that every cloud has a silver lining. When it says it didn't make any difference, made a lot of difference to the orthodontists.
Yes. And the school these kids were going to.
Yeah, living on Easy Street, Fat City. But that's very interesting that it didn't actually affect them in any way. Maybe orthodontic work is designed to bring great happiness to the parent rather than to the child.
Yeah.
And because the doctor's study shows that it makes no difference, and it may well give you as sunny an outlook as this bloke.
I'm my own grandpa.
Now,
did he have orthodontic treatment?
I don't think there was time. This is not my line. I don't even know who first used it, but he truly has a mouth like a vandalised graveyard.
Could eat spaghetti through a tennis racket.
Well, eating spaghetti through a tennis racket was my father. We ought to find credit for who was the person who described someone's teeth as looking like a vandalised graveyard.